Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act One, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act Two to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Hello, my friends, and welcome into the Eric Zane Show podcast. Daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures from right here in the Impact Power Sports studio. Impact Power Sports online at impactpowersportsmi.com. All right, as I indicated to you earlier, a show or two ago, Wednesday morning was my rock bottom with the ridiculous amount of peanut butter crunch consumed. I've decided I needed to make a conscientious, concerted effort to try to extend my life, inspired by Jeremy Kay, who lost 130 pounds in 1 year. Man Bun Chris says Riverbank Run. No, I can't do that. I don't know. Maybe I can. Let's just focus, okay? Yesterday, reasonably healthy choices. Now I know what you're gonna say. Easy, two pieces of fried chicken is not a healthy choice. But just stay with me here. First of all, Rome wasn't built in a day. And it was an excellent source of protein. And I focused very much on everything else. But I did need some food. And I did stop eating, and I did not go on a frenzy like I like to do before bedtime. All right. That was always my Achilles heel. At 9:30 at night, a giant salad bowl size of Cap'n Crunch or Cinnamon Toast Crunch or Golden Grahams. Tyler with the question, how many grape Faygos did you have? Just the one. I do allow myself a grape Faygo, 160 calories of pure sugar. But outside of that, during the day, this is everything I consumed, I swear, on a stack of Bibles. A chicken drumstick from Meijer, a chicken thigh from Meijer, not at the same time. One was at about 1 in the afternoon, and the other one was at about 6 p.m. 4 hard-boiled egg whites, half cup of cottage cheese, about an ounce of block cheese. I like my cheese. 2/3 of a cup of yogurt with some berries in it. I add an orange. I add some peanuts. 2 slices of bread with butter. That's all. And my Faygo, which I'm still going to have my Faygo. And then that's the end of it. I am still surrounded by intense temptations throughout this entire house. But too bad, because not everybody is attempting this. You have me, you have the NFK, you have Pooh Bear. So, like, we have 4 kinds of ice cream in the freezer. And we have those drumsticks. We have so much candy in this house, it's unbelievable. Because when the kids and the grandkids come over, they go right to the candy drawer. Doing okay. It's all a matter of mind over matter and being inspired like by Jeremy Kay. I already feel better. Once you can string together one day, and then I wake up realizing that I didn't go to bed with 3,000 calories of garbage in my system, that's a good feeling. So today is the next day. Try to get through this as best as I can. I won't say try. There is no try. There is do. There is do. Do. Do it. Do. Hello to Nick. Black Belt Nick, he's here. Rebecca, Tyler, Amy, Man Bun Chris, Stevie, Nick in Houston, who is now back to getting paid after the government shutdown ended. Shmoo Money is here. I don't think if you haven't subscribed to the show, please do, or make sure you follow the show so you know when I go live. Alan is here. Murder Lover Linda, Bob, Maureen. Thank you. Hello to all of you. There are a few more that just haven't commented. I see Rick from TC Paintball is here. Absolute legend. Let's schedule a paintball war. Young Adam Schwab, Scott P. Roscoe Higgins, hello to you. Branjo. Some people I don't know. Bread Bull Brain Chris is in attendance. Nick in the arena. Ladies and gentlemen, I have a great food giveaway update for you. We had an excellent day yesterday with an uptick in people that sent some cheddar my way in our virtual passing of the hat for the great food giveaway. We are now up to 17 people who have contributed funds to help pay for what will amount to more than $4,000 worth of food for Great Food Giveaway number 6, which takes place Tuesday, December 23rd. Those 17 folks have now contributed $1,342 of the amount that we need. Still waiting to hear from Mike Ball. He is waiting to hear back from the folks at the Standale Meyer on the dollars and cents for all of that. I have no idea why that takes a long time. I mean, we're not asking them really to do anything over at the Meyer. Just get the food that we're buying from them. So let's go. Chop, chop. We're now 1 month, 4 days away. Let's go. Let's go. The quicker we have a dollar amount to set that goal, the easier it is to get into this. Just my experience. I would like to announce the names of the people who have contributed without dollar amounts. We have at this point a high dollar amount. Like, I'm not saying what dollar amount is attached to what person. We have a high dollar amount that was sent for $300. Thank you so much. We have a low dollar amount of $5, which is, I am so thankful for that. That to me, you know, you're like, well, I mean, you got to be happy, more happy with the $300. Well, yes, but not exactly true because, like I said, I'm looking for the people who are like, yeah, I don't have it. I got $5. Do not feel bad about sending that my way. Birch Barlow says, post the link. That's a great idea. In fact, I just did on the chat. That is my virtual passing of the hat for the great food giveaway. Venmo at Eric-Zaitunian. Cash App, $ Eric Zaitunian. All one word. PayPal, search Eric Zane Show, LLC. I will tell you that if you do it by PayPal, you will get, if there's $100 that you're sending, I would receive $97.01. Black Belt Nick says $1 from 1,000 people is $1,000. 100%. You are so right on this. So if you're listening to the show, whether the audio podcast later in the day or on demand on Twitch or live as we speak, know this. I'm talking to the person right now who is thinking in their brain, well, what can I possibly do to help? Mine isn't going to make a difference. No, it absolutely is. Be overjoyed to see an influx of those $1, $2, $3, $4, $5 amounts. And if you have more, fine. Either way, we're going to get it. But I like the idea of a larger swath of audience members so we can do it as a group. All right. So there you go. $1,342. Rebecca, that's Rebecca T. Laura, Stevie, Amy, that's Runner Girl Amy. Black Belt Nick, Megan, Maureen, Linda, Daniel, Ben Glaze, Becca Shea, Donut Dan, Nikki in Portland, Maine, Josh, yesterday, Robert D., Deb Biss, and Derek D. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right. I think we're still good. Sorry for the pause there. Just got a another one just rolled in. I'll add those later as the day goes on. But if you're within the sound of my voice right now and you want to contribute, by all means, just... All right, I just got kicked in the balls again by Twitch or whatever it is that causes that. Thank you to the usual suspects for saying, EZ, what's going on? Anyway, I think we're good now. I don't remember what I was talking about. I will say this. When it comes to our collection of feminine hygiene products, yesterday during the show, there was a number of people who did, while I was doing the show, contribute. And that is much appreciated. And there is the link if you want to contribute to the Amazon.com wish list. During the day, it kind of dried up after the show. So this is all available for you for the audio podcast listeners in the show notes when you listen to it later on. If you could make everybody's day and send a few bucks our way and or contribute by buying something for Team Pink for the December 23rd Great Food Giveaway. That's a Tuesday at Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. If you want to volunteer your services to help, just show up Tuesday. The more the merrier. If you might go there and just stand around and hang out, totally fine. Not everybody's going to do anything. I try to look busy because that's where the ADHD takes me, but everybody's got it covered. So it's more of like just a get together to stand there and have a good time. Word on the street is my daughter Jacqueline is going to be there with Justin, who was there last year. Tall drink of water, Justin. All the ladies love to swoon over Justin. He is our handsome devil in the household. All right. I heard from my friends at Fox 17. And I closed mouth is a hungry mouth. I said, hey, last year was big for us. This was the year that the rubber really met the road. In fact, there were so many people we had to turn people away, and Megan got into a fight. It wasn't a fight. There were some people who were like, we wanted two. And we're like, oh, look, we can't. We have more cars than we do need, or than we have meals. The need is too great. We can only do the one. And we're sticking to that this year as well. So if anybody calls up Irvine saying, hey, can we get two meals? It's one per car. I mean, this is kind of more Megan's baby. I'm just the mouthpiece and the eye candy for it. But she made that executive decision, and I stand by that. I stand by any decision she or any of the other people that drive this event make. See right there. Stevie says, we need a sign. I'll make it. Boom. Done. Look at that. Amy has come up with a new Team Pink system to distribute feminine hygiene products. She said, hey, is it an overstep if I do this? And I go, no, it's needed. Thank you. Gunner calls up. Can I bring 225 bags of apples? I'm like, yes. Stevie, we need a sign. I'll make it. Oh, yes. My God. In fact, last year, I think it was Megan who said, have you reached out to Fox 17 yet? No. Yeah, you should. Okay, I will. I did. They invited me back. And the rest is history. Did the same thing this year. And they said, in fact, the exchange went like this. Pardon me. Hi, Catherine. I'm reaching out with the hope that I can make an appearance on the morning show to discuss Great Food Giveaway 6, Tuesday, December 23rd. The exposure on Fox 17 really got the word out for those in need during last year's event, where we gave away 150 meals for the holiday. This year, we're giving out 225. Is this possible? Thanks, EZ. She got right back to me. Yes, we'd love to have you on again this year. I have quite a bit of flexibility for the date. Did doing the interview a week ahead of time feel like it helped y'all out last year? We could aim for 9:20 a.m. on December 16th, 1 week in advance. Let me know. And I'm like, it absolutely helped. It's taken many years, but the combination of people remembering that we do it and getting announced on Fox 17 Morning News are the catalysts. I am a small-time podcast, so I don't have the exposure that I wish I had, but your support has made it a smash. Unfortunately, we had to turn people away last year, so we increased the goal. Matt's here. He says, I heard that free beer giving out ramen noodles was on national news. Of course it was. Was last year the occurrence when EZ forgot his cell phone at the TV station bathroom? Yes, it was. Thank you for the reminder. I was on cloud 9 when I got off of the air last year. Part of the reason is because I got to see Terry DeBoer. So, as I walked out of the television station, got back in my vehicle, I don't know it at the time, but as I reached in to get my phone, it wasn't there. Now, I didn't know it at the time, but it had fallen out and was in between the console and the seat, you know, that abyss. Now, you may be just kind of like forgetting the part of the story, but at the time, I thought it was somewhere in the television station. So I go in, and I'm like interrogating people about my phone. It was a complete catastrophe. I'm in the bathroom. I'm going in the studio. They're like in the studio. The news is going on, and some people are digging in the couch where I sat to see if it was there. They made an announcement, all staff, if you see Eric Zane's phone, and it was like 45 minutes. And I had gone into the car and I had looked, but no avail. And I guess I just did not look well enough. And sure enough, when I found it, I was like, and when you go to get into the TV station, you can't just walk in. You got to like buzz in and someone lets you in. And there was a lady at the front desk. And so she had been helping me. And then she goes, oh, I'm going to let you in again. Maybe you'll find it. I go, no, I found it. I found it. It's me. I lost the damn thing. It was really bad. Really an ugly, ugly scene. In fact, one more thing, when I first lost it, I was actually driving out, and then I put my hand in my pocket, and it was not there. Unbeknownst to me, it had fallen into the abyss. So I turned the vehicle around. Well, I'll just go in and get it. Oh, that was so embarrassing. Anyway, they're great over there. I don't think Wood wants anything to do with me because I think I bashed them when there was a couple of years ago, they did, there was a big, big to do because there was an internal memo during Pride Month that said, no more gay stories. And so I beat him up pretty good over that. I want gay stories every day. So I think I'm like banned. All right. So that's fun. That's cool. We have a Big Fraud Wednesday today. And I'm excited about it. I already have a good portion of my homework done on my clips that I pull for our first show of the day. That would be Who Are These Free Beers? Show number 78. You're invited to check it out for free at patreon.com/Eric Zane. I got some assistance from MAGA Pat. He did a good job not making it political. It bums me out because his writing is always funny of the clips that he pulls. But it doesn't make me laugh as much when he dogs them over their politics. Still funny, just not as funny. In fact, he suggested that I pull a clip of what is the longest Steve echo effect ever. And boy, is it. Also, Boring Steve is having breakfast, and we hear all about the menu. To Freebeer's credit, he tries to stop this subject, claiming it's boring, but the rest of the crew wants to trudge on. And boy, 100% accurate. Pat writes this. Special focus this week. Now, I didn't necessarily pull any of these clips. The first two that I just mentioned there, I did pull clips from them. Some of what Pat came up with was discussed last week on the Who Are These Free Beers show number 77. Special focus this week, Pat writes, and this message just came through Monday, on how the crew starts each day's show. Set the scene. It's early morning. You've downed some coffee and you're motivated to get a busy day started and get stuff done. You just needed something to keep you pumped up until later in the morning when hard rock music takes over the airwaves. Cue the Free Beer and Hot Wing Show. This is what they have to offer you to get your day started. Steve has a fancy dinner with his Rugrats, so predictable that it would actually be irony, and it wasn't really fancy. Shocker, since Ben covered this on last week's episode, I won't harp on how boring this was. On Tuesday, November 11th, we learned about Steve's sleep score. Oy, Steve has reverted back to his CPAP machine. Although he looks like a stormtrooper when he sleeps, we have the pleasure of learning how that translates to his sleep score. Despite FBHW listeners just waking up, this show will put them right back to sleep. Wednesday, the 12th of November, Cake Talk. Again, this was covered on last week's episode, talking about cakes. However, what wasn't covered was Freebeer exclaiming, quote, "This Cake Talk is going crazy." Thursday, November 13th. Hey, it's Eric Zane, and uncommongoods.com is a great place to shop for the holidays. I just picked up a Himalayan salt barbecue plank. It's a square, 8 inches by 8 inches, inch and a half thick, made of Himalayan salt. You put it on the grill and your veggies on top of the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Oh my gosh. What a way to season the veggies with the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Just one of the thousands of items for sale for everyone at uncommongoods.com. I love that when you're shopping for Christmas gifts at uncommongoods.com, you've got stuff for readers, for nerds, for travelers, for foodies, sports fans, for music lovers. Everything under the sun can be found at uncommongoods.com. The kids are like, "Dad, what do you want for Christmas?" And I go, "Well, just go to uncommongoods.com and find something that you know I'll like." And you can do the same thing. And I've got a special deal for you. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com uncommongoods.com/Zane. That's uncommongoods.com/Zane. You'll get 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. Hello, friends. Your old pal Eric Zane with a word about ultra premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from my friends over at Secret Nature. This is like the best thing that's happened to me in a long time. I partnered with them. You can learn more at secretnature.com/Zane, and you'll also get a special deal there. But my gosh, during the daytime, I've got a daytime gummy that helps me stay focused, gives me steady lift. It's a fantastic, clean vibe within my system. Prior to Secret Nature, I found during the day that I was up and down, and I was like, what is happening to me? But ever since I started using the ultra premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from Secret Nature, those problems are in the past. People say to me, EZ, when you're talking about this, what do you mean by a clean feeling? I'd say steady, balanced, not overpowering. I just get more done and feel better throughout the day. Probably because Secret Nature is organic, farm-grown, never lab-made. Ultra-premium CBD gummies with real botanicals. Nothing extra. The best in the business. Bliss is what I use during the day for clear focus and productive flow. I want to wind down? Snoozers. Unwind and rest at the end of the day. Consistent, measured CBD per gummy, so there's no guessing. Intentional formulations that feel clean and slot naturally into your routine. Now, this is where you try it. Get 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. That's secretnature.com, code Zane. Try Bliss during the day, snoozers in the evening, and let me know how it goes. Again, 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. secretnature.com, code Zane. Secret Nature. Steve is all in on 3D printing. What is he making? Only time will tell. I, for one, am waiting with bated breath. On Friday the 14th, the wait is over. Steve reveals his 3D printing masterpiece, a damn lamppost. So fitting that the most boring person on the show makes a lamppost, given the old adage, boring is a lamppost. There you go. The content that FBHW uses to get its listeners pumped up to seize the day first thing in the morning. Outstanding. One of the clips that I pulled on my own. Free beer murders a word. Some setup. Free beer was doing an ad for Aura Digital Frames when this moment happened.
Aura Frames. The number one digital frame. They're awesome. It's so lazy.
Honest to God. That's fucking incredible.
It's so lazy.
It's so lazy?
Aura Frames. The number one digital frame. They're awesome. It's so lazy.
No hesitation whatsoever. It's so lazy. The free beer supercut of brain tumor talk / murdering words is in the ballpark of 3 minutes now. It's the type of thing that if I have to take a potty break, which I will, if I roll that, I should be back in time before it finishes. It's gotten so long, it's become an intermission. In fact, that's not a bad idea. As you know, with now day two of impeccable, healthy eating and drinking water, I will have to take a potty break at some point. The free beer supercut is 2 minutes and 53 seconds of murdering words. Yeah, I'll be able to be back for the last minute. Bob says, today, free beers around the room to open the show. He asked for suggestions on what he and his significant other, who will not be named, and all the kids should do for this year's Christmas card. Now, that could be funny, actually, if they leaned into the comedy element of that. I actually don't hate that. I think, though, I can guarantee you it would have been better if they sat down and before the show, he said, hey, this is what I'm going to mention, so be thinking about it, just to give them a chance to come up with something, as opposed to, here you go, and then on the fly, they have to think something up. All right, after Who Are These Free Beers, show number 78, it will be time for the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. I'm looking forward to seeing all of you there. If you want to be part of it on Patreon, sign up for free 7 days for Tier 2, patreon.com/Eric Zane. Tier 2 is audio, video, live streams, and Zoom participation. So in your free trial, you can get all of that. And always looking for newbies on my Zoom, because the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast happens as a Zoom. So we see all each other's faces, and there's a lot of give and take. And, you know, a lot of the audience members on there have become characters in and of themselves. We have a dozen people that are on there, 12, 13, 14 sometimes. And it's sometimes tricky to get people to want to do that because it's a little uncomfortable for newbies. But I will tell you this, I've gotten nothing but rave reviews from the newbies who are made to feel welcomed. We just had, who the hell was it? Patrick. What the fuck is his name again? Doyle. Pat Doyle was in last week. He was a new one. And Black Belt Nick he describes himself as shy as he comes. And he's been actually improving in his shyness because of it. I'm still hoping we can get Tyler in one day. Tyler K. He is so shy, it's unbelievable. And it's so bad that we beat him up about it. And so I'm hoping that with continued assaults on him, we'll be able to get his stupid ass to show up to eat some hot dogs at the corner bar. This dick, when we do our get-togethers at Pinball Land, we go to the corner bar beforehand for people to knock back a couple of drinks, get some bar food, and then we stumble over to Pinball Land. We walk in, and he's there, like, playing pinball. Like, well, why didn't you come down the street a block, you cock? The fuck? Tyler's here, by the way. You know, I say this out of love. But despite that shyness, he's managed to hold down a good job, and he just finished up his nursing degree. You can't be that shy. How can you be successful in those settings? And then when it comes to just something that's a lot less formal, you know, eating a hot dog. Oh no, people. It's spooky. I can't do it. I'm a huge pussy. Jesus. Tyler says it's exhausting for me to socialize. Look, I know what you're going through. Believe it or not, I would like nothing more than to just not talk to anybody. I take that back. I love talking to people. I can't. That's ridiculous to even suggest. It's an opportunity to meet new people and make friends. Like, for example, I met Black Belt Nick's wife, Marty. All right. And I met his son, Sean. And then I met Becca Shea's husband, Kevin. And if you're lucky, like I was, you'll meet someone who's a talker, and they like to hold court. And that's what Kevin did. I mean, that dude was fun to talk to. He's informative. He's interesting. And he was cracking jokes, flirting with the waitress. And Kevin's wife, Becca Shea, she was just like, oh, you. Oh, you're so silly. Oh, you. Yeah, she's used to it. She's used to him kind of like holding court like that. It's no wonder that he's a successful salesman. Becca Shea says, I was not saying that. I was not going, oh, stop. Just silly. Quit being such a flirt. Yeah, I know, but just go with it. It's a joke. Steve says, plus we had Rico, Rob, and Gary, not to mention Megan's husband, Brian. Yeah. We had a fucking gang. And then Tyler's over there.
Yeah, I know. That's spooky. I just sit here and play, hit the flippers and talk to no one. That's very scary to have to go and be in a, eat a hot dog and talk to people. I don't know what to do.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
People are spooky. It gives me the shivers. I don't like spooky people. I'm so scared.
Crippling. All right, I don't know how we got to that. By the way, I think a impression has just been birthed. So Tyler, who has never, I mean, I'm basically just taking his personality trait to create an impression. So that means that from this day forward, it would be quite common to hear me doing an impression of him with,
oh, no, I don't know. Jeepers, creepers, and people. I don't like that.
Tyler says, I'll kill this impression at the next event by socializing. Well, I don't, well, maybe. Hopefully. Yeah, open up the door. There's Ryan. Hey, how's it going, man? Welcome. Yeah, from Pinball Land. And I see Tyler.
Hey, hi. Don't look at me. I'm just playing Attack from Mars. Flipper, flipper, silver ball.
Can't even wave at him. You wave at him.
Oh, no. Don't wave at me. I'm a huge pussy.
How that's even real. All right. I need to use the boys' room. So to pass the time, here is the 2 minute and 53.927 second supercut of Free Beer Murdering Words.
They were innocuous interactions and answers questions that your children or children, when can we see the baby, when, where it comes from? Twins are in second grade. They have not prevented me with any homework that would send me for a loop. I want to hear about someone else's misery. You have a lot of admiration for pretty male swords. Dog feces. I love that Free Beer trashed Yellowstone. Like when you type in Brussels sprouts. Yeah, all of my kids were potty grained. Tic tac. Salary and wet bread. Regular E for real. Everybody joined in with that loud rejoinder. That is incorrect. How much did you waver? Sniper, starp, shooters, Freebeard. Let's start with the past. It'll make us appreciate the present. It's often cold and windy that time of year, sure. So they do that courtesy shovel.
A torted of action.
The supposed nice pool says, I thought she and Ryan Reynolds were pretty okay before of all this. How long would that ceremony last? Water will start to be wet. To the morning show. And then eventually one of them reaches in and pulls something out. People who overreact. Gail Gadot. Then we'll get to their next article on the list. Four wonderful examples. Trying to cut back. Hey, how you going? All your girls' moms are dead. The worst pace to live in the world. Conquering. I learned how to have a successful marriage. Your word is conscientious. Contestant for Dumber Than the Show Trivia, where you can money. Around the world next.
Subsequently.
Mike Rhodes is the head kite. That was 2013 when that happened. A 34-year-old man, nope. Named Florida, nope. 2:30 a.m. on set, nope. He wanted to sing Linger from the Carrie, from, nope. He did what anyone do it, nope. Oh, that's no. Not what Dolores Riordan dried for, nope. That one sense. Was on purpose, nope. We'll explain next on, nope. April and Traveler, nope. More than 20 years of successful, nope. Benman with, nope. And we understand each other, nope. Probably more important, nope. Steve's aggression against the Verges. No, there didn't. Let out a barbaric yelp, nope. Spread on Yik Yak. Mate, did you use Yip Yap? Nope. Intermediate origin. Comedian Tom Segura, nope. Influencer, nope. Influent, nope. Influency type, nope. If right. He had been one of the Childs, it is the Free Beer My Helping Show. Nope. What did your Virginia do? And then dry the zipper.
That's strategy.
Strategy. Nope.
They're jackpot.
Good, your you town does medical research is. Nope.
With his Pokemon cup.
Surely so. They didn't expect you to remain signal. Nope. That it's in their edumacation. Allows you to make morning and morning. Nope.
Further accentuate. Spray a little water on the front.
Nope. Finally returned. The equipment, though. Nope. A lot of dog in that fight. Nope. Think back to my childhood.
Maitland's got a couple she's percolating on. Decker does afternoons on Razor 94.7 and 104.7. Hi, Decker. Then a series of business decisions.
Like the way you write this. Roll stick with wheel. That people had been thought dead. You what you said, but I also heard the way you said it. Yeah. There's no other vision of this. I'd be so embarrassed of her. Aura Frames. The number one digital frame. They're awesome. It's so lazy. They put me on hold and started chatting with each other.
Okay. It's really something that in a year, maybe a year and a half, with just the small little glimpse that we listened to that show, I mean, of 5 days, we'll listen to one day. We were able to come up with that. Bread Bull Brain Chris says, joined in with a loud rejoinder is actually proper. I don't think it is. A reply, especially a sharp or witty one. And I don't think that was the context of, I mean, a rejoinder might be a word, but that was not what he attempted to use it as. He just happened to accidentally say a word that actually is a word. I'm not 100% convinced that he knows what that means. I think it was a fluke, is what I'm getting at. Doesn't matter. It is staggering to me how ridiculous that is. And it all stems in just talking too fast. His pace is always off the charts. Bread Bull Brain Chris says, oh, well, it sounds stupid anyway. Leave it. Of course. All right. Let's get to, before I get to some of the things going on in the world that I want to discuss with you. I've had an influx of sponsors that have joined the show that you'll be hearing a lot from in the coming weeks and months. One of them is Skydive Grand Haven. There is a Black Friday sale going on now through Black Friday. If you've always wanted to jump out of an airplane, now is the time to purchase this because you're getting 1/3 of the cost off. $100 off. It was $299, now it's $199. It's a tandem jump. You and your pro, who's with you from Skydive Grand Haven, goes up 8,000 feet. You're connected. You're in the front. You're holding your arms like this. He's in the back. Away you go. You free fall for a little bit. You're looking at the shoreline where Lake Michigan meets the great state of Michigan and around the Grand Haven area. Pull the chute. Float down. Time of your life. Bucket list challenge met. You can do it with a friend, a loved one. Two or three of you going down at the same time. Oh, my gosh. You can have where, like, another guy goes down with you and takes your picture while you're free-falling or shoots the video. So you have it forever. You can take care of that with my friends at Skydive Grand Haven. Rich says, do you have the same marketing manager as WGRD? You're doing more shared promotions as of late. No, but I'll tell you this, inside baseball. I monitor the radio station and whoever advertises there. What that tells me is they're willing to spend money. So then I call them, introduce myself, and then I start a dialogue, and then they give me their money. That's how that works. So thank you for noticing. Yeah, that's one of my little easy tricks. And they pay a fraction of the cost, and they get terrific coverage like that. So when it comes to Skydive Grand Haven, all you need to do really is go to their website. The guy who runs Skydive Grand Haven is a really nice guy named Tony. I just love him. Look at that picture, my God. About us. This is Tony here in the foreground. Nice guy. I'm going to interview him hopefully sometime today. Anyway, once you get to skydivegrandhaven.com, you click shop gift certificates. All these little buttons pop up. $199 Black Friday tandem skydive, 8,000 feet. After Black Friday, this goes up to $299. So if you've always wanted to do it, now is a perfect time. Get it for yourself or get it as a gift for someone you know and love. Click on it, and then you will make this purchase, and then you're good to go. All you got to do now is schedule for when it gets warm. You don't want to skydive now. It's not happening. Now's the time of the year when they make sure that their equipment is top-notch. By the way, I think they're building a new facility on the property. All the amazing info is available at skydivegrandhaven.com. Now booking for summer 2025. So get after it. And it's really important that if you're an audience member of me and you've been thinking about this, that you actually do make this purchase between now and Black Friday, because if we're successful in moving the meter and getting people to sign up and buy the gift certificate, that means that the good folks, by the way, Amy says summer of 2026. Correct. My bad. I think it said summer of 2025. They have to update their site. So, yes, you are correct. If we get enough folks to actually do this by the time Black Friday hits, that bodes very well for your old pal EZ, which, as you know, that's how I make the lion's share of my living, through local direct sponsorship dollars. So if you do sign up, that will go a long way. Also, if you on my Facebook page ever see a post about Skydive Grand Haven, please share it. If you do that, that means that that ad is then, which I made, goes out to all of the people who follow you on Facebook, I should say, or who are your friends. Like yesterday, I mentioned this, and oh my God, what a response. Four of you shared it. Now I know this is not the largest show in the world, but I'm 100% certain that there's more than four of you. So if you see any of my posts for Skydive Grand Haven, all you got to do is hit the share button and then off you go. It really does help. All right. Maureen says, I shared it. I know you did. I know you did, doggone it. You're the best. I shared it. I did it, EZ. Black Belt Nick with a comment. Who is capturing the soundbite of EZ saying another guy can go down with you? All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.